Catch the Randy Rhoads Show live weekday afternoons right here on Progressive Voices channel from 4 to 6 Eastern. Saturday, there was a report that said that Donald Trump Jr. had met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Hillary Clinton. And that this had happened on June 9th, right after Donald Trump secured the Republican nomination for president. So let's just think about this. You are now, you've been fighting 17 opponents, and you're, you know, really working hard to little Marco and Ted Cruz's father. He assassinated Kennedy or was there or knew somebody that once knew a cousin of a milkman who once was, you know, friends with Jack Ruby, who, you know, whatever. Okay, and so, you know, I mean, so... You finally secure the Republican nomination. Now, of course, you say to yourself, oh, my son, my campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and my son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has this habit of meeting with Russian bankers, with the head of banks under sanctions in Russia, and the Russian ambassador who keeps meeting with my potential, you know, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and all that, they want to take a meeting with a person who... is a lawyer or something in Russia, but they won't, you know, the mutual friend that arranges for this meeting won't give me the name of the person I'm going to be meeting with. So you work so hard, you get the Republican nomination, you are going to run against Hillary Clinton for the presidency of these United States. So of course your next move is to start taking meetings with people you don't know, whose names you don't even know. Does that make sense to anybody? Who does that? Okay, so they're saying, well, you know, it's not collusion. We're allowed to meet with adversaries. We're allowed to meet with whoever we want. And this ends the whole Russian meddling. The subject is now closed and all that. Are you freaking kidding me? It makes no sense at the beginning. So then Sunday, Donald Trump Jr. must have been advised by you know, people who advise Donald Trump Jr., that the story that he gave that, oh, this lawyer only wanted to talk about the Majidsky rule, which is, you know, a human rights rule. OK, and it's really sanctions on people who violate human rights in Russia are not allowed to use our banking system. And he says, oh, no, she wanted to talk about, you know, Russian adoptions, because when we put those sanctions on certain people in Russia, forbidding them to launder their money through our friendly banking system because they are human rights violators, after a lawyer found an American was laundering money through Russian banks, was jailed after he found the money laundering in Russia, a Russian lawyer named Magnitsky, was looking at some money laundering in Russia and found an American guilty of doing money laundering. And instead of, you know, prosecuting the American who was doing the money laundering, Vladimir Putin put this lawyer, this Russian lawyer, Magnitsky, in jail. And suddenly he died in custody. That's the sanction. After that, it was 2012. And after that, we put sanctions on Russia on certain people that would launder money through our banking system, and we banned them from using our banking system. This infuriated Putin so much that Putin decided not to let, you know, little, rich white couples go to Russia and adopt their babies out of the orphanages anymore. He'd rather let the babies just, you know, hang out in the orphanages. That was, so, you know, Junior says that the reason why he met with this lawyer was because, well, he didn't know who she was. He never was given a name. He just agreed to some anonymous meeting with some anonymous person, invited, you know, I don't know, the doorman at Trump Tower must be really stupid and lame. Because usually, usualmente, when you have somebody living in Trump Tower and his name is Trump and you have a visitor, I would think they would need to be announced. But in this case, no, not so much. They invited her without knowing who she was or, you know, and so the official story was, oh, she just wanted to discuss the Russian adoption situation. Well, that is a Putin situation, not an American situation. However, this is what he said she wanted to discuss, which makes no sense if you know anything about what those sanctions were. Okay, so that's the second thing that makes no sense. First, that they would take meetings with people whose names they don't know, short, like moments after becoming the Republican nominee. Sure, because that's your priority. Send your campaign manager, who's supposed to be preparing for the Republican National Convention, which is coming up in days. Yeah, let him start taking meetings with Russians unidentified to you and invite them to Trump Tower without being announced by a doorman. Okay.
all makes sense to me. I know that's exactly what I would do had I become the nominee of a major party in the United States of America. So she goes upstairs. They say she wanted to talk about Russian adoption, which is Putin's problem because Putin banned it, not us. So that makes no sense. So now they advise Donald Trump Jr. on Saturday after this story comes out in the New York Times. Your story doesn't make any sense. So what do I need to do? You need to put out another statement. Okay, so Saturday his statement was, it was a short introductory meeting. I asked Jared and Paul to stop by Trump Tower. We primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children that was active and popular with American families years ago and was since ended. Yeah, by the Russian government, but it was not a campaign issue at the time, and there was no follow-up. I was asked to attend the meeting by an acquaintance, but was not told the name of the person I would be meeting with beforehand. What do you take me for? For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.